G7UVWM0UKD. Yeah, hello Dave. Sorry, battery went flat on the VX6. I'm now on the ID51, which has also got a flat battery, so I wasn't really prepared for this at all, was I? But anyway, I did have a long waffle, so I see some messages. I can't read them because I've just got my phone here. So is George about at all?
I think he can't get the box off of the lid off the transverter to make the settings. He's wondering what the local oscillator frequency is. I don't know.
Mine's as it came. It's does he need it? Because I've got it on the computer in the other room. 1152, I think, off the top of my head, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. The computer's in the other room for me as well, so, okay, if your batteries are dying, I just did a quick test. I just changed the polarisation on you. You went down considerably, but you weren't totally wiped out.
Well, we could try horizontal both ways just to see what the difference is. That'd be interesting. Should we try that?
Yeah, go on then. Okay, I'll switch to horizontal on the next over.
All right, it'll give me 10 seconds. I've just got to loosen the SMA on. Okay, M0UKD.
M0UKD, G7UVW.
Yeah, I've got you at the minute. A little bit worse. I don't know if you can peek me up on your antenna. I think I'm in the best spot, but it's a little bit worse at the moment.
Yeah, I think horizontal's a worse idea. Vertical seemed to be the best. Go back to vertical.
Yep, okay. Right, M0UKD. Hello.
Hello again, John. Yeah, vertical seems to be the better polarisation, I think.
Yeah, it seems. I think it just reflects better, doesn't it, on vertical? Because, you know, most things are vertical that you're bouncing off of, I suppose. All right, I'm gonna I'll switch this off for a minute. I'll see if I can hang on till George comes, because this handy's probably gonna die as well in a minute. So I'll just switch you off and go back to the computer, and we'll see if George is about in a minute.
Roger, I've got to make a phone call, so I don't know if I'll be about again. But nice to work with you, mate. Good for a new one on a new band.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, Dave. And yeah, likewise. I'll be putting this in the log and sending you a QSL card. All right, cheers, Dave. I'll catch you in a bit. I'll go back to the comp. M0UKD, cheers.
G7UVW. Likewise, John. 73's mate, and catch you soon.
Cheers, Dave. Hola.
With the beam up on you, Dave. Give us a long over, mate.
Oh, we've got a pile up on 23 sems.
We've got a net. We've got a net on 23 sems.
Can you hear me?
I can, John.
Yeah, I can hear you both. No problem.
Can you hear me, Dave? M1GEO.
Yeah, M1GEO, G7UVW. Yep, got you loud and strong, George.
Excellent. I've got, it says moderate SWR, got green and yellow on the transverter, but, Dave, you're a bit noisy, but that's probably because, I'm actually beaming at a wall about 2 foot away, but, I haven't got a long enough stick to get around it. M1GEO in the group.
Yeah, Roger, George. Yeah, you're pretty strong here. You went down into noise a little bit, but not doing too bad. One of our jobs getting you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, George is a little bit stronger than you, Dave, but not a lot in it, really. I mean, you're both S9 on the handheld. We were just talking about this, George. I've got the yellow or orange on the input power and green for the SWR. If I remember right, the input power is the one closest to the IF port, isn't it? And the outer one is the SWR one. But does anyone else's the green light on the outside is very dimly lit all the time? Or is that just a feature of my transverter? Over to you, George.
Yeah, sorry, John. I was just taking a little video clip. So I've got the other way around. My one is yellow is the... yellow is the outer one, which is the SWR, and green is the closer one. If you take the lid off, you can adjust it for whatever power you want input. I've got mine set for 500 milliwatts and handheld, so I've got mine on low one, and then I just turn the there's a transmit gain or something setting inside it, and I just turned that one all the way down to nothing. So the light went out, and then just gradually turned it up till it went red, and then just backed it. I turned it up till it went orange, and then backed it down a bit, back it to green. So that's what I did for mine. The SWR is a little bit higher, I think. It's orange. It's not on red, but it's on orange. So I figured it's not great. I'm holding the antenna, so it's moving a little bit with just the movement of my hand, so hopefully Dave can hear me okay. G7UVW in the group, M1 GEO.
Yeah, G7UVW. Receiving you fine, George, no problem at all. SWR, I think, is green on mine, but it's difficult to tell with these LEDs. I'm not quite sure when it's green and when it's amber. I don't think I'm colourblind. But yes, John, I also get a dim green when it's just sort of in receive. Over to you, John.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough. Yeah, I thought it must be a feature. It's kind of handy, actually, I suppose. There's a power light. Would have been nice if we had an extra one for just for a power LED, I suppose. But that'll do the job, unless it's broad daylight. that's brilliant. I'm really glad we could do it. It shouldn't be that difficult for me. I might even look at putting an antenna up. I could put the transverter itself in the loft and put an antenna up, you know, on the chimney. But it would have to have a couple of meters of coax run. It should be easy enough to do, really. That'd give me 23 cents. I could just have a cable dangling down for the IF, you know, and power off the power supply, and that'd be it, wouldn't it? At least I'd be able to use it a bit more casual. I didn't know you could adjust the input power, because it wasn't happy with the drive I was giving it from the 7100. So I'm just using the ID51 at the minute on low 1, I think, which is, I can't even remember, half a watt maybe, or what, I can't remember what it is, but it seems happy enough anyway. Right, over to you, George. I'm not going to stay too long because I'm holding an antenna like you two. Are you using the HB9 CV antenna as well, George? Is that we've got a slightly higher SWR on? M1 GEO in the group, M0 UKD.
Yeah, M1 GEO in the group. Yeah, using the HB9 CV, John, and you're off the back of the beam, but it's beaming towards Dave. I could hear you almost anyhow, John, so I figured if I aimed at Dave, that would improve matters. So I guess that you're beaming through me to get to Dave, John, so I'm roughly there. I'm at Woodcote Avenue in Elm Park from around my aunt's, and just in one of the spare rooms with a pole out the window. It's only a 2-foot bit of wood, just with the HB9 CV vertically polarised, roughly towards Dave, and I've kind of been wobbling it around. Hopefully the audio's okay. It's just running from a little wall walk. It's just 12-volt, 1-amp on it, so Christ knows. Hopefully it's okay. Seems to be doing the job all right. And on low 1 as well, John, so there we go. Oh, sorry, it seems to be going, very well. I haven't got any other radios with me to try anything else, but yeah, you can adjust the transmit gain and the receive gain from M1 GEO.
Yeah, G7UVW, I'm also running a little 12-volt, 1-amp wall walk, so it seems to work well. I'm going to have to quit now. I've got to get back on the phone, but thanks very much for the QSOs. Good to catch you, George. Probably see you Wednesday evening. We can exchange QSL cards.
I haven't got any cards with me, Dave, and I meant to say my power LED, one of the LEDs is very dimly lit as well, John.
Oh, brilliant. All right, that's fair enough then. Yeah, I just realised the ID51 is set to always record QSOs anyway, so this will be recording all this, so I'll whack it up online somewhere and you can have a listen. But interesting, I was saying to Dave, George, if I beam towards where he is, it gets worse. So I'm actually beaming sort of in between, well, towards the school opposite. I think it's reflecting off the school. That's where I'll get the best signal from him, which sort of suits you both anyway, so no worries. All right then. I'll just put it back to you, George, and then I'll put this away. But yeah, very happy with that tonight. M1 GEO, G7UVW from M0 UKD.
I think it said round to me, John. I just whipped the power out to make sure I wasn't hearing you on the baseband. When I unplugged the transverter, you disappeared, so it's definitely on 23 sems. Yeah, it seems to be going very well, and very, very pleased with it. For the money I paid, I don't feel robbed at all. I've got a 67 element Yagi at home, so I need to get this onto that. Stick an adapter and stick it onto that and have a little listen around. Maybe try the UKAC or something, I don't know. But yeah, should give it a shot. I just scavenged around the house, found the transverter. I took the border, the PCB out, and took the lid off, and put the Vox, or the RF sensing jumper in, which is jumper 4. And I was messing around with trying to get into NO, 23 sems repeater in Norwich, which was about 25 kilometres away, but I could hear it ident, but I couldn't get in, that's when I didn't know if I had the transmitter bit set up okay. But okie dokie, I'll leave you both to it if you're going to disappear. But I've got the transverter all week, so if you fancied another play around, let me know. I'm always happy to go out in the car. As I say, I don't have much gear with me, but I've got enough stuff to play around with this. So if anyone fancies one evening in the week, maybe tomorrow or perhaps Thursday evening. I guess I'm at Radio Pub on Wednesday, so I should see you Wednesday if you're coming. Could perhaps see if we could drive around, see if we can get the repeater or something. Just something to play around with. G7UVW, if you're still there in the group, and 1GEO. Sounds like he's gone, John.
All right, no worries. Wednesday I should be able to come up. I'm late back Wednesday. I'm at Chelsea on Wednesday, and kickoff's like 7:45. So it's a shame, can't make that. But I am off Thursday. I suppose that helps. But anyway, yeah, and that's the next step for me. I'm going to build a couple of Yagis, probably a small one, and then perhaps at some point try and build a bit of a bigger one. But just want to build something like a metre long, you know. Should have fairly enough gain, and as you say, do some of the UKCs. That'd be interesting, just from like Ingeborne Hill or whatever. See what we can do. But yeah, there you go. Oh, and George, well, I'm surprised the battery's held up as well. Now it's the day I'll probably die, but I'll catch you later, George, and I'll whack this one in the log. Cheers, George and Dave, if you're listening. M1GEO, M0UKD.
Yeah, no worries, John. Just quickly try DV, just another mode.
Oh, that'd be funny, if I can remember how to do it. Alright, give me a second.
Press the mode button a few times.
M1GEO, M0UKD, do you copy me?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem at all, John. No problem at all. Your end stop, you're literally at the end of the S-meter with me. But no problem at all. Guessing you can copy me, okay?
Yeah, fine, yeah. I mean, a little bit less noise. There's no noise on FM, actually. You're strong enough on FM, but, you know, it's like you just... There is a little bit less noise, isn't there, on this. But, yeah. Oh, how about that? Yeah, I forgot about a D-Star, actually. So, there you go. It's another first today. Another new mode. Can't try SSB yet, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry, just reading the email back from message from Taz there. Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, you were absolutely perfectly readable on FM, like no noise at all. I'm beaming away from you, so I was trying to swing the beam around, but it's just taped with a little bit of tape I found onto a pole. So when I turned it round, the pole turned and the coaxial sort of slid around the pole. So I thought, I'll leave it at this point. Otherwise, it'll only fall down and fall out. So chuffed a bit with this QFO, John. M0UKD, M1GEO.
Yeah, fair enough, George. Yeah, likewise. It's brilliant, isn't it? And I'm just surprised. I really didn't think I'd get Dave. I thought, yeah, you should be fine. But I wasn't expecting to get Dave, both being indoors and that. But there you go. It was all right, considering just hanging this antenna out the window. So, no, it's perfect. FM and DV. You're very, very strong here anyway. Probably more so. I was saying this today. Like, if you was on 77s with a handheld, and we were both using a handy, you know, I'd be surprised if that was this strong. But I mean, yeah, you've got a better antenna than a handheld antenna, haven't you? On this band, basically a two element, I suppose. It's quite, it's a pretty good antenna, isn't it, compared to a handheld antenna on 77s and definitely on 2 meters anyway. So it's actually you'd think it's as good as or even possibly better than 77s, isn't it? Sort of, from handy to handy.
Well, it's certainly working okay for me. As I say, just sucks a bit of it to hold the coax out the window. But, there you go. Just curious, one sec, John. Just give me, say 3 seconds, and then give us a shout back. Just trying to take a picture with your call on the DV screen. So give us a couple of seconds. And give me, 5 seconds to pick up, put the radio down, balance it, and then pick the phone up, and then give us a shout, and I'll try and grab a picture with your call scrolling across the screen. M1GEO.
All right, I'll try. Hang on. Okay, M0UKD. Is that long enough? I would do that, but I've only got... I've got the handheld in my left hand and the antenna in my right hand, and both of them are starting to go a bit dead at this point, but... no, I'm definitely not getting the phone out as well.
Yeah, fine, got a decent picture, John. got the transverter in the picture as well. And okie dokie. Right, well, I'll leave it with you there and go back onto the computer and I'll take a few pictures, post a tweet and tag you and Dave in it. 73 to Dave UVW if he's listening, and I may see you on Wednesday, John. M0UKD in the possible group M1GEO via 23 sevens. Woohoo!
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, I'll say Wednesday I'm working late, so I'll be leaving Chelsea at, I don't know, 10:30 or something, I guess, so be well too late, unfortunately. But anyway, never mind. Cheers, George, and yeah, brilliant. I was going to send a tweet, actually. I took a picture of the transverter and everything here, but I thought I'll hang on, because I might be able to add George to it. So I can add you to it now and stick you in the log as well. Cheers, George. Catch you later. M0UKD.
I just thought, we're talking about Dave UVW, but he doesn't got D-Star, has he? So he won't hear us anyway. Ah, well, 7-3, matey. I'll catch you a bit later on. M1GEO.
Yeah, all right. I thought we had 23 sims. No, he's got the... Is it the 910 he's got, but he hasn't got the module in it? Because for some reason, I had a feeling he had 23 sims, but he said that was his first QSO as well.
Yeah, he's got a 9100, but he didn't pay for the 23 sims module because it's quite expensive. And he hasn't got a D-Star module in it either, so there we go. But, yeah, I think he was on about getting the 7100, which will give him the D-Star. I would, if you get a chance, run, have a look inside that thing and adjust it for the low... you can adjust the radio for the transverter, sorry, for like a 3 or 5 watts drive, so you can turn the gain, transmit gain down. I didn't touch the receive gain, it was turned fully one way, so I just left it where it was. I guess it's probably maximum gain, but I don't know. But I say you're absolutely in stock. Cheers for now, John. 73 matey, and I wonder if Taz was listening to us on FM on a little dongle or something. He's got plenty of scanners over there, hasn't he? M1GEO.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, actually. I didn't think of that. But, he's probably too busy tracking airplanes or something. Something much more exciting. right. yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that's... You've worked a few on 23-7s, though, haven't you, before, I think. So it's not your Virgin QSO, but certainly me and Dave, anyway. Right, cheers. Catch you later, George. M0UKD. Cheers.
Yeah, I've worked a few before, actually, but it wasn't my equipment. It was someone else's. I just sat at a microphone and talked to Cooper anything. Was the CanHams contest station, and worked a few on 23. Yeah, this is all my own gear and all my own doing, so it's good fun. Okay, matey, 7-3, I'll put you in my log as both FM and DV, and I haven't got any QSO cards with me, but I will get you one in due course. Cheers and beers for now, mate. 7-3 and catch that on M0UKD, Mike 1, Golf, Echo, Oscar. Cheers and beers, John, take care, mate.
Yeah, cheers, George, have a good evening. Catch up with you later, M0UKD, bye.
Cheers, John, 7-3.